Okay, let's get going with Peya Daf Mem Dalet, and we are on Mem Gimel Amid Beis towards the bottom. And again, this Masechta Shiurim is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we continue with Perek Gadish, which spoke about issues of Leket, but as we know, we've been talking about Shichacha the past couple of days. As well, again, the Rambam had maybe all understood it within Leket, but Pashas is that it is regarding Shichacha, and today's Daf talks beferish about Shichacha, so definitely there is what to rely on in terms of our understanding. So we ended up having a machlokes between Rav Oshia quoting Rav Chiya HaGadol and Rabbi Yochanan. What happens if I'm harvesting olives, and I come to my second olive tree, and then all of a sudden I realize, or I look back, and I see there are olives on the first tree that I already turned my back on. So, is that Shechacha? So, Rabbi Chiya HaGadol told Rabbi Oshia while they were crushing olives. We mentioned, like, even you're crushing olives, it's not a time to learn Torah. Every second, it could be what could be learning. But there's a Mishnah in Krisus that talks about when some of the Tanam, I think it was Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, they were shopping for one of their children's weddings. And one says to the other one, they asked a Shaila. So, what if a Shaila, like, give me a Vard on the Parsha. It was a Shaila about Gufin Mechlokin and Shameless Mechlokin about Nida and Yisurim and Shabbos and Tamchuyin Mechlokin. These details of Shilas that are asked in the middle of life. So here, that's an implicit message that we get from this story that Rav Oshia says, I was treading olives with Rav Chiya HaGadol, and he told me that if as long as I could reach back and get the olives, so then it's not called a Shichacha yet. And therefore, I'm allowed to go back and get it because it's not called going back. Ain't no shechacha. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, once you pass by, mikivan sh'avar lavu shechacha is a shechacha. Rabbi Yochanan says, once you have left that tree, it's already called a shechacha, and one is not allowed to go back, even if you could reach it. Even if you could reach back. But still, it's not good enough. And we mentioned at the end of this year, Rabbi Yosef Engel's amazing Ha'ara, quoting 10 other places in Yerushalmi's and Mishnayis, where we have this shear of, if you could reach it. If you could reach it with your hand. Okay, Masnisa Pliga Rav Oshia. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia, meaning with Rabbi Chiya. Why? Because our Mishnah seems to have two requirements, not just reaching it with the hand. Because what did our Mishnah say? Remember, Shibola Shabakatsir. If I have one stalk, Verosha Magia Lakama, and I could bend it over, and it could reach the Kama, then if it's cut with the Kama, so then it is good enough. So Vishibola Shabakatsar and Yachal Lifsha Yadava Litla, right? Can't you grab it and take it? As says the Mara Fulda in the last piece, Bitmiya, Kiva Chirosha Magia Lakama, since it could bend and reach the Kama, right? It's long stalks. Viyachal Hulakotsar and Makama, and it could be cut with the Kama. Al Karkach, if it could be cut together, so it must be that you could reach and get it. If it can be cut with it, it must be that you can reach there and get it. So why isn't that good enough, that you can reach there and get it? Why does the Mishnah have to also add that it's bendable and it could last? Why do you have to have the other conditions? Right? It should just say, if you can reach there. Right? So isn't our Mishnah gives the impression that it is not good enough just if you can reach it. So the Gemara answers no. Rabbi La b'shem Rav Oshia b'uman hasheni shanu. Really, just reaching back is good enough. And therefore, let's say there's an olive tree that I pass by. If I could reach back to the other olive tree, so that is good enough. That's all you need. But the Mishnah is talking about a case of a second row. If it's a second row, so then I would need more conditions. Because if it's a totally separate area, so then reaching back is not good enough. Trees, they're all next to each other. It's considered something separate. But in the Mishnah, it was a total separate row. Then one would need more conditions for it to be still connected to you. Okay, we continue now. Davar shehu ro'i lahatzil ushchacha, mao sheyasa shechacha. The question is, and the Gemara asks now, is if something is not shechacha at the beginning of the forgetting possibility, could it become shechacha later on? What's the crucial moment for shechacha? If it wasn't shechacha at the first moment, Could it become shichacha then? That's the question here. Davar shehu roi lahatzil, meaning, let's say, it was like our Mishnah, you had one stalk that was close to other stalks that were not harvested yet. So it's yachol hikatzer, it's connected to the other one, it's not shichacha. But then let's say, what if I, now forget it again, I cut the stalks that were next to it. So now is it shichacha? Once something isn't labeled as shichacha at stage one, could it then be shichacha at stage two? That's the question. Can it then become shichacha? Right, says the Marafolta. If it's right to be saved from being shichacha because of what is standing next to it. But then you forgot. I forgot at the second moment. I did not cut that one that was next to it. Mahu, what is the halacha? Rav Shlomo Zalman said, this seems to be a question about when the root mechayiv of shichacha takes place. That's what Shlomo Zalman here in the Madani Aretz. Nira di'esh lachkor im zechus ho'aniyim b'shichacha ba'a al yidei rega harishon shel ha'shichacha. Is it at the first moment? The first moment possible that something can be shichacha, is that the determining factor? And if it's not shichacha, then it's no longer shichacha. Why not? Why can't it become shichacha? Because maybe the second it's not shichacha, the Baal HaBayis is zochet to it. Shichacha means it was never mine in the harvesting stage, and then I just forgot it, then went straight to the aniyim. But maybe if it's nechshav mine in any way, then you can't undo that. Oh, so says Rav Shlomo Zalman, is it ide regarishon? Oh, shas chushalem umikoach zesh shachuach minabaylem, or you go by lamaisa. Lamaisa, has it been forgotten? Doesn't matter if it was related to him, but at the beginning, if it's forgotten, it's forgotten. Right, and therefore, maybe that's what you would go by. Ulachara by Hibi Yerushalmi. Lachara, that's our question. This is our question here. What is the crucial moment for Shechacha? As you say, at the beginning, or else, because if it's not at the beginning, then you're already a Zochet to it, or not. So the Gemara says, Nishma'a min hada. Let's try to prove it from the following Mishnah. Says the, or from the following Brisa. Let's say I have rows of stalks. I have stalks of grain, and I cut the first, second, third. Then I forgot the fourth one. I cut the first one, the second one, the third, I forgot the fourth one. So when does that fourth one become shichacha? So is tani tani imnatal asachamishi aruza shichacha? There's one brisa that says, when you cut the fifth one, and you have forgotten the fourth one, then the fourth one becomes shichacha. Only once you have cut the fifth one. The is tani tani, and there's another brisa that says no. Im shahalito lachamishi aruzu shechacha. Even if you didn't cut the fifth one, but you waited enough time that you could have cut the fifth one, but the fifth one is still there. So that's when it is. That's when it is shechacha. So how do you put these two brises together? Is the fourth one again? You forgot the fourth one. You cut one, two, and three. You forgot the fourth one. So is the fourth one shechacha only when you cut the fifth one, or even if you are about to cut the fifth one? Says the Gemara, v'amar Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, how do you, what's the difference between the two brises? So man da'amar natal zachamishi, when do you say only after you cut the fifth one? B'sheyesham shishi. That's when there is one afterwards. There's a fifth and a sixth and a seventh, let's say. So in that case, before you cut the fifth one, so then, there's three, four, five, and six. You cut one, two, and three. So, and then you forgot the fourth. And then there's a fifth and there's a sixth. So in that case, before, even if I forgot the fourth one, it's not shichacha yet. Because there's three. And as we learned, shichacha is only two. If there's three, it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Right, that's a rule that we're going to get to. So, if there is a sixth one there, right, this is how Rabbi Bun Bar Chi explains that there's no stira between the brises. And again, we're going to be medayik to answer our question in a few minutes, Bez Hashem. But Rabbi Bun Bar Chi says, according to the brises, that says you have to cut the fifth one, that's because there's four, five, and six. So, right away, if I forgot the fourth one, it's still not shichacha. Only once I cut the fifth one, it's going to be shichacha. But one second, we already have the answer to our question there. The fourth one wasn't shichacha. And when I cut the fifth one, it became shechacha. So that already answers our question that something could be not shechacha, and then turn into shechacha. We'll get back to that. So man da amar im shoa lito zachamishi, but the brisa that says you have to wait until the time, but not actually cut the fifth one, b'she'in sham shishi. Right? If there is no fifth one, meaning there's no sixth one, there's only five. So there's only five, so one, I cut one, two, three. There's two left. I forgot the first one. That's shechacha. Because how many are there? Right? There's only one more? That's okay. That's okay. So that's why, even if just waiting the amount of time to cut the fifth, so that would be good enough. So now the Gemara says, Imad shalom, now we're being medayik from the first brisa. Imad shalom, natal asachamishi. Right? Before you take the fifth one. Before you cut the fifth one, lokfar nira lo haravias lidon kishura, isn't that shichacha? It could have been in the world of shichacha, but it wasn't because there were three, and then it became shichacha. So hada amra, so it must be answering our question. Davar shu roi lahatzul shchacho harehu shichacha. It can become shichacha even though it wasn't shichacha at the beginning. You see the Ma'ara Fulda again on the third wide line. Imad hashta masik hashas lipsho bayaso, as exactly as we just explained it, but now let's see it inside. Harikan kodem shenot al chamishes, before you cut the fifth one. Remember, we cut one, two, and three. We forgot the fourth, and now before we cut the fifth one, at this moment, the fourth one is not shechacha in the first brisa, because there's four, five, and six. Three can't be shechacha. Then when I cut the fifth one, the fourth one becomes shechacha. Oh, that's going to be an answer to our question. So harikan kodem not al chamishes, before you cut the fifth one, havelei revias chamishes v'shishes shura b'fnei atzmo. Right, the fourth, fifth, and sixth are a separate shura lebeisilah lekaman ve'ein a shechacha v'chihada v'shalkach lerevias. And when you forgot the fourth one, havelei shechacha, and then it becomes shechacha. So a dinami dinahachi davelei shechacha. So that's what we see. Good. Relating to shechacha, again, this comes up later on, but I'll mention it now as well. There's the Mishnah says later on, what happens if the Baal HaBayis, he wants to try to abuse the system? I don't want anything to be shechacha. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to say, I'm cutting my field on Manas, that anything I forget is mine. Right? I don't want anything to be shechacha. So could a person do that? That's a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on, if you look, Nun Zayin Amabez. Nun Zayin Amabez, the Mishnah tells us that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Says the Mishnah, Im Amar Hare Ani Kotzer Amanash Mashani Shochech Etol Yesh Lo Shechacha. Tough luck on you, right? You try to do that, you forget it. It's still shechacha. Says the Gemara, why? Why does that work? Last line of the sixth parak of Maseches Peah, right? Says the Mishnah, Nun Zayin Amabez, and the Gemara, Shehisna Mashakasa Batorah Bekolamasa Mashakasa Batorah Tzno Batel. You can't make a condition against the Torah. Can't make a condition. So that's in the Bavli, but not regarding the Shechacha, right? We're many familiar with that from Ksubis, right? Ksubis, if somebody tries to get married, Almanas, that he does not have to fulfill any of his marital obligations. Almanas, she'ein lo chalai sher ksus va'ona. So what's the halacha? That doesn't work. That doesn't work, right? Because that's masal mashakasa batorah. Interesting discussion in the Rishonim. Very important line in Tosfos. Tosfos and Ksubis and Daf Nun Vav discusses this whole sugya of Masna Mashakasa Batorah. Right? But let's go back for a minute. Even before that. Rabbi Kiva Eger, because we're in Peah. Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Mishnah at the end of the sixth parak. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the Mishnayos. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik once said, I took two courses with him. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son. He says, the godless of Rabbi Kiva Eger is the Tosfos of Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos. I'm not as familiar with Rabbi Kiva Eger as he is, but there's Tshuvis and there's Chidushim, but he says he's unbelievable on Mishnayos. Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger. But here, so on the side here, often they cross-reference each other, and he talks about the same in all of his Sfarim. But here in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger, on that Mishnah, he says, I don't understand how, he doesn't give an answer, he just asks the Kasha. I don't understand how that principle of Masna Mashakasa Batura relates to Peah. You can have that principle if there is a Maisa that you do al Tanai. And then we could say, okay, the whole thing falls away. I want to get married, Amanas, that, you know, I can eat treif. So you can't eat treif, so you're not married. Right? Masa Mashkas Batorah means that, you know, there's a mice that you could undermine. Here, what are you doing? You're harvesting. You can't undermine harvesting. Harvesting is a physical act. It's not a chalos. So ask the Rav Kiva Eger, Hatnai Kashali, Dematzorich Lazeh. What do you need this for? Lu yehe ba'al matzno kayam hatznai shayach rak she'osa ha'maisa al tznai. Shem lo yizkayam hatznai lo yizkayam ha'maisa. If the tznai is not fulfilled, then the maisa won't be fulfilled. That's where tznai is shayach to talk about, where there's a chalos, kamo mekadesh, umegarish, umocher, or even selling. Something switches, al tznai. Aval hacha imi masne. What's the tznai with? Umashayach litlos kitsira al tnai. How could you do just a cutting? De'ech shayach lomar dem lo yizkayim al tnai lo yeha kitsira kitsira. If I don't fulfill the tnai, the kitsira is not called a kitsira, but tzarachiyin. Okay, so yeah, the way to answer that question somehow has to be that there is a chalos by shichacha too. This is a chalos matnas aniyim. Right, when you forget it. So you want to undo that chalos somehow. But even that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's discussion. Back to Tosfos. Tosfos in Ksubas, Daf Nun Vav, asks on this sugya, Masa Machkotz Batara. Right, let's say, he says, I'll be married to you, Almanas, that I don't have the obligations of Sherksus Va'ona. So what's the halacha? I'm married and I have all the obligations of Sherksus Va'ona. Right, that's the halacha. You can't be Masa Machkotz Batara. Yes, also, I don't understand. This guy only wants to be married if he doesn't have the obligations. So it's not going to work, right? So why don't we say, okay, he's not married. He only wanted to be married if he could do it without the obligations. So what's the halacha? He's married with the obligations. No, why don't we say there's an umdina, we can estimate in his das, okay, I can't go against the Torah, fine, I'm not married. No, that's not what the halacha is. The halacha is, right, maisa kayim, it's no batel. Yes, Tosfos, why is that fair? Not just fair, why does that work? Why does that work? He has no das. He has no das for it. So that's where Tosfos says his yesod gadol. Tosfos ksubas nun vavim abeis. Tosfos says, tanai itself is a chiddush. The fact that I can make a condition on anything is a chiddush haTorah, right? Based on tanai b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein. I get married. I give my wife a ring. How are you? Mekudeshesli. I did a maisa. I did a physical maisa. Why should I be able to use words to make that physical act conditional on something? I did a physical act, right? Maisa is stronger than dibur. So Tosfos says the whole idea of a tnai is a chiddush. So if you make a tnai properly, then fine, it's going to work. But the second that you mess up in your tnai, then we go back to the basic yesod of you did a maisa. Maisa kayim, a tnai is batel. That's Tosfos' yesod. The amari, the love, the alfina mitzvah b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein. If we didn't learn tnai from b'nei gadol b'nei ruvein, hava amina d'shum tnai in a mevatel as a maisa. We would have thought that no tnai could be mevatel. The afilu lo yiskayim besof ha-maisa kayim. And even if it wouldn't work, the maisa would be kayim. Now that we learn from the mahani tnai levatel ha-maisa, amrinan, we say only if you didn't mess up. Right? Dafka kishenu masa mashkaza b'torah. If you didn't go against what it says in the Torah. Right, ein lecha ba el chidusha, to use that lashon. Tumi de megar bei Ruvein, shlo histo mashkas batara. So that's the important yesod of Tosfos in Ksuvis. Another ha'ara on the Gemara doesn't bring this up, but shichacha is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah daraisa, say lo say, but it's a mitzvah that we do. It's, again, we put it as the only mitzvah that you could only do if you didn't realize that you were doing it. Right, the only mitzvah that you could do is something like that. But there is a big discussion of making a tznai on mitzvos in general. Forgetting masa against what it says in the Torah, but what about a tanai on a mitzvah? You do a mitzvah. Who says you make a tanai in it? Right? I say Kriya Shema. The same Rav Akiva Eiger. Kriya says on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Vav. Let's say I'm gonna daven. I know it's more common in Chutz La'aretz, not as much in Eretz Yisrael. But let's say I'm not sure if the minion's gonna make Zman Kriya Shema. So I'm gonna say Kriya Shema in the morning and I'm gonna make a tanai. If the minion's gonna miss Zman Kriya Shema, then this is my Kriya Shema. And if it's not going to be on Kriya Shema, I'd rather say Kriya Shema in Birchoseha. That's the Lechadchila. And therefore, this Kriya Shema is just like Kori Batorah. Right? Kori Batorah. So, you're allowed to do that. You can make a Tanai on a mitzvah, right? Probably the most famous Tanai on a mitzvah discussion is the Avnei Nezer. Right? The Avnei Nezer in his Shuvas and Shin Pei Aleph, in Arachayim, he talks about, right before the end of Chatzos is coming at Lela Seder, and what do you do? So he has a chiddush agabe chiddush agabe chiddush in that shuva. Number one, that you can make a tanai and a mitzvah. If you eat a piece of matzah, right? You're not finished the meal, so I eat a piece of matzah right before chatzos, and I make a tanai. If the halacha is like you have to finish by chatzos, then this is my afikomen. Then you wait 10 minutes, and then you continue eating, right? And then at the end of your meal, 2 hours after chatzos, you eat another matzah and say, if the halacha is that you can eat matzah all the way until the morning, then this is my mitzvah. Right, so the chiddush is A, that you can make a tanai on a mitzvah. Number two, his chiddush is that the isser of eating after matzah and the mitzvah of having tam matzah b'fiv only applies during the time that you can be yotze to the mitzvah of matzah. Right, you might have said that even if the mitzvah of matzah is only until chatzos, the isser of having anything else in your mouth goes till the morning. He doesn't assume that way. He assumes right when the mitzvah matzah is over, you can eat whatever you want. According to the opinion that matzah is only until chatzos. So, the kav, you could argue on that Avni Nezer, a number of ways, but it's something that people use sometimes, just, if they're running late, they'll use the Avni Nezer. But we find the concept of tnoim on mitzvos in general. Again, that Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin, that's a tnai against what it says in the Torah. But even if you make a tnai with, not against what it says in the Torah, it is a chiddush to say you can make a tnai in mitzvahs, but some achronim say, we mentioned this about a week or so ago, you can only make a tnai on something that you can make a shliach about. Right, Kol Mitzvah, the less of a shliach is less of a b'tnai. Kol Mitzvah, the isa b'shliach is isa b'tnai. Remember the Tosfos and Ksubas, Daf Ayin Dalid, that you're not a bailim on averos, you're not a bailim on mitzvah shebegufo. We discussed that. So, who says you're a bailim on mitzvahs to make a tnai on a mitzvah? You can't make a shliach. You can't make a shliach to eat matzah for you. So maybe you shouldn't be able to make a tnai on the mitzvah of matzah. And that was the ksugya, that was, again, the Tosfos that we mentioned. But again, there are many examples of this. The Shulchan Aruch discusses making a tnai by Sfiras HaOmer, by counting early, if I'm going to forget, so then this should be the count, and if I don't forget, then I want to count later. Daven a tefillas, you don't remember if you davened already, the Rashbin, Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph, if you know, you can make a tefillas nedava, if you don't know if you davened. Okay, let's continue. So that was all, so far we asked a question at the top of the daf, that if something is not shechacha, can it become shechacha? And we answered it. We answered it from this case of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So now the Gemara is going to quote the same question and try to give another answer, and that answer is going to be rejected. But we already have one answer. We already have one answer from here that's not rejected. But we're going to go on to ask another one. So here we go. First, we repeat the question. Davar shehu ro'i lahatzil ushchacho. Something that is ro'i to be saved. Remember the one stalk that's ro'i to be saved because the other stalks next to it are within hand's reach and it can be bent. And then you forgot it again. So nishma min hadas. Let's try to learn it from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav. Mishnah on Daf Nun Vav. But first, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei says, just like we just said, shichacha, if there's three, it's not shichacha. Also, if it's very large. If I have a huge pile of something, that also can't be shichacha. How big of a pile? The Mishnah says, sasayim. Right, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. Ha'omer sheish bo sasayim ushchacho, eino shichacha. Right, if an omer has two sa'ah, and I forgot that, that's not shichacha. But again, that's not a forgetting. That's an obvious, I'm going to remember it. So it's not a forgetting. So the next Mishnah says, what about the following? Sa'ah tevua akura usa'ah she'ena akura. Right, if you have a sa'ah of tevua, that was already cut. Akura, uprooted. It was cut. You cut a half, and then you have a sa'ah she'ena akura and a sa'ah that is not cut. So the Mishnah says, later on, add in two words, eina mitztarefes. It's not mitztaref. Those don't combine, and therefore it is shichacha. It is shichacha. So the Gemara says, v'tatzil akura es she'ena akura. But one second. Even without the reason of, eina mitztarefes, because one's cut, one's not cut, even without that reason, it wasn't shichacha originally. Right? So, right, because right when you cut it, it wasn't shichacha. You didn't forget anything yet. Right? So, it can't become shichacha. Ah, it must be that theoretically, it could have become shichacha, and that's why the Mishnah has to say, it's not mitzaref. Again, why isn't the first half shichacha? Right? The saw that you cut. So the Gemara says, because it's not mitzaref to the other half that's still standing that you forgot afterwards. What do you need that reason for? Just say the first half wasn't shechacha, and therefore it can never become shechacha. It must be that it can become shechacha. And that answers our question. Hada amra, davar shiroi lahatzel v'shachach, hariyu shechacha. It must be that it is possible to become shechacha after not having been shechacha. Says the Gemara, but that we reject. That one we reject. That one is not accepted. Amar Abiona, tiftar, no. Maybe the case isn't where first there's akura and then eina akura. Right? What do we think up until now? First there was tevua that you cut that you forgot, and that's not shechacha. And then there was tevua that you didn't cut that you forgot. The Gemara is going to say maybe it was a flipped order, and then there's no raya. Tiftar bekotzer shura umaamer shura. The kvar shachach es akama Ad shelo yishkach es ha'omrim. He cut a whole row. This is how the Ma'ariv Fulda understands this line. He cut a whole row, but forgot the last stalk. The last stalk in the row he forgot. So what did he forget first? The comma. So that's shichacha. That's shichacha. And then he returns to bundle that whole row that he cut, and then he forgot some at the end that he had already cut. That's the case of satayim. That's not mitzdarif. Meaning, the first there was shichacha. And then, do we say that it's mitzdarif to what the cut part that he forgot to bundle? Does that combine to satayim and now make it not shichacha? No. That doesn't combine and it stays shichacha. So it's kind of the opposite raya. Right? It's not, what was our question? Does something that's not shichacha, could it become shichacha? This is kind of saying, if something is shichacha, could it become unshichacha? Because, again, you cut the whole row, and you didn't cut the last stalk, so that's shichacha. Right? Then you go back to bundle up all the stuff that you cut, and you forgot the last stuff that you had cut next to what you had, is already shichacha. So that's what the Mishnah is telling me. That those two sas don't combine to satayim, and they're both shichacha. They're both shechacha. But there's no raya. There's no raya to the question that we asked about could something that wasn't shechacha, could it become shechacha? Because really, it is really flipped in our understanding of the Mishnah. Good. But either way, as we said, the first braisa on Amud Aleph was a raya. Okay. Let's get back now to the Mishnah. Now let's get back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, back on Mem, Gimel, Amud, Aleph. What's the case? I have a big pile of wheat, and there's leket somewhere in there. Somehow a piece of leket flew into my Gaddish, and now, I didn't do anything wrong, right? It's not like the previous Mishnah that there was a knas, that I put the whole pile on the leket. No, one piece of leket! One piece of leket flew in. So now what? Now what? So you might say, okay, just give some staka. No, it doesn't work that way. Because you want to give a piece, but what's the problem? Trubas and Maestras. Right? Leket is part of him, Trubas and Maestras. I don't want to give the Ani something that he's going to have to take Trubas and Maestras from. So what do? That was a Machlokas Tanoim. So that's what we're going to be talking about over the next daf. Let's remember the Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanakama said, the Mishnah said, what did the Mishnah say to the Tanakama? Take a piece and give it to him. Right? Be Maaser a piece and give it to him. Right? Maaser Shibolas Venosin Lo. Be Maaser a piece. That's what the Mishnah said. On Daf Mem Gimel. And Rebbe Eliezer says, you can't do that! If it belongs to the Ani, so then you can't do something on his behalf before he gets it. So what did Rebbe Eliezer say? You have to be makne the Ani the whole thing. Be makne the whole thing to the Ani, on his behalf, right? Mizakas Ani Yakol Gadish, where I mentioned yesterday we discussed Matana Manas Lahachzir, right? And then be maaser, and then give it back to him. Right? So that's what the Mishnah said. So now we're going to talk about what that means. Says the Gemara, Ketza, Duosa. So what does he do? According to the Tanakama, what do you do? What does it mean that you're Ma'aser? So says the Gemara this, maybe, Shnei Shibalim, you take two stalks out of the pile, and Biomer, and you say the following. Im Leketu, you have one in your right hand, one in your left hand. So the one in the right hand, that's the one that's going to the Ani. So I say to myself, if the one in my right hand, if this is the Leket, great. I'm giving it to the Ani, and it's all good, and it's part of Chumas and Maestras. Im leketu, hareza yafeh, beautiful. I'm giving the right one. Vim im lav, and if the one in my right hand is not leket, so then it's tevel. So what do? The one in my left hand should be Chumas and Maestras for the one in my right hand. And then I give the right one, I'm giving the one in my right hand to the Ani. So I say, if this one is leket, great. If it's not, then the Chumas and Maestras for this piece is in my left hand. And I give the right one to the Yani. V'imlav hare peiroseha kavuin bazu, v'nosan azarishona. Wonderful, amazing. But there's a problem. What if the left one is the leket one? That's a problem. Because leket is padrim chumas and maestras. So if the left one is really the leket one, then what am I doing? I'm taking chumas and maestras from the one in my right hand, which is mechuyiv, and I'm going to make Chumas and Maestras from the one in my left hand, which is Pater from Chumas and Maestras. You can't pick Minah Pater al Achiev. So that can't work. So, V'chash lo ma'ashema oso shakava ba'maestras leketu? You have to be worried that the one in your left hand is leket. Right? So you can't just do one. Look at the Mara fold on the bottom. V'chash lomar. V'nechash lomar. Shouldn't we be worried? Shema osa shakava ba'maestras he shall leket. Maybe the one in your left hand is leket. V'havele minah Pater al Achiev. And then you're taking from what's pater on what's mechuyev, v'hai umachal ani tevel. It doesn't work. I can't make something chumas and maestros if it's not chayev and chumas and maestros. So the Gemara answers, That's okay. So take three. Don't just take two. Amar Reb Yona, maybe shtei shibola. Bring two additional ones. Right, you have one in your right hand. That's the one that's going to the ani, and you have two in your left hand. The omer, and you say, im leket uzeh, if the one in my right hand is leket, then beautiful. Harizeh yafeh. That's beautiful. The imlav, and if the one in my right hand is not the leket, hare masroseh kavua bezu, v'nosein lo es achas mehen. Right? If the one in my right hand is not leket, then the trumas and the maaser should be in one of the ones in my left hand. And then I give to my right hand one, I give that one to the ani. That's going to work either way. Even if one of the ones in the left hand is leket, the other one is mechuyev. So those are trumas and maaseris, and that's how I could solve the problem. And that is the shita of the Tana Kamma. That's what the Tana Kamma says. That's Shama Tamar's daf we discuss. But Rabbi Lazar says you can't do that. How could you act on behalf of the ani without giving the ani anything? It belongs to the ani. So you're doing all this wonderful, you know, action for the ani, but it's not working. And therefore, says the Gemara, we're going to see, says Rabbi Lazar, it's not going to work. And therefore, we're going to have to see how the Tana Kamma answers that claim and discuss Rabbi Lazar a little more in depth. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But next time, we'll continue with Daf Memeh.